1600 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:34, we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Emporia Fire Chief Jack Taylor, just a few days before he officially retires.
Chief Taylor, good morning.
Hey, Chief.
Good morning, guys.
How are things going for you today?
It's a great Monday morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Indeed it is. Hope you had a good Christmas.
I had an awesome Christmas, had time to spend with family, and everything was great. The weather was awesome, so hope you guys had a great Christmas as well.
Christmas sure was good did. On our side. I can vouch for us, and Ron's already mentioned too. So I guess my first question here, Chief, is probably the basic one to tee us off here so far. Better than 20 years leading the Emporia Fire Department, what makes this the right time to retire, and really what's your thoughts now with retirement really near for you?
Sure. Well, I've started my fire service career in 1975, so if you do the quick math, it's a little bit over 46 years. I'll be 2 weeks short of 21 years here in Emporia. And, I actually intended to retire this time last year, but with COVID and all the challenges there, I hated to leave the department at that time. So I delayed it, and in January, I announced to my boss, Mark McInerney, that I intended to retire in December. So I thought maybe 11 months notice was sufficient. it's been a great career for 46 years, and I think it's just time to look for other adventures in life.
Well, Jack, let's go back a few years. What got you started, at firefighting and the aspect of getting involved in fire departments? What led to your stroll into this line of work?
Well, it sounds a little bit cliche, but my best friend at the time was working for the fire department in Liberal, Kansas, and the show Emergency was on with Johnny and Roy.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey, you ought to come and join the fire department here. You know, we're just like Johnny and Roy." And I did. And we were nothing like Johnny and Roy. But it was a great job anyway, and a great opportunity, and led to a great career that I've been so blessed and had so many great adventures and of course some sad times it's just been all good.
What were your expectations, I guess, Chief, when you got into firefighting, now 40 plus years ago, and how was the job when you first got started? Similar to what you had in mind, and how is it not similar to what you had in mind?
Well, of course, the show Emergency was jam packed with daily activity at fires and EMS calls and so forth, and Johnny and Roy were paramedics, and we had no paramedics at the time in Liberal and Seward County, so there were not as many fires, and there were not as many EMS calls early on in my career. And I would tell you, our emergency equipment was nothing like we have today. We're so much better protected, and we take so much better care of our people with top-notch equipment and protection that way. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, what are some of the bigger changes you've seen over your four decades in a firefighting, Jack, when you first started to what you see now? You touched on it, equipment-wise and things like that. There are more EMS calls and fire calls than there were, some 40 years ago. But what are some of the other biggest changes you have seen, the evolvement in firefighting over the years?
Well, I'll go back again. The fire apparatus are much improved over what they were 40 years ago, and the advent of foam tanks and and pre-pipe foam and Class A foam were big differences. When I started in Liberal, we had three self-contained breathing apparatus, the air packs we wear on our back. There were two at Station 1 and one at Station 2. And basically, you were a sissy if you put one on. Now everyone has an air pack to protect them. The gear is much better. We're much, much better protected as we enter into the fire scene. The training programs, oh my goodness, the training programs have just become so much more improved, and the science of firefighting and building construction and how buildings are constructed and how they're subject to fail under fire conditions, and recognizing those so you don't get people in trouble, and leadership, management, it's just all so much more improved than it was 40 years ago.
Fire Chief Jack Taylor joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment as we talk about Chief's career and upcoming retirement here. Chief, let me ask you here. You've been in Emporia now for better than 20 years. What drew you to the position when it first came open?
Some of the people would argue this a little bit, but I was really in Liberal. The fire department and the EMS department were separate. We were a city fire department, and EMS was a county operation. And the fact that Emporia is a combined fire and EMS department, so we deliver both services, I really was intrigued by that and wanted to be a part of that. I worked EMS in addition to fire in both departments there in Liberal, but having them both together really drew me to that.
Looking back, Jack, and Fire Chief Jack Taylor joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, KVOE, it is 8:41. Looking back, you mentioned there have been many good times, but obviously in the business that you're in, Jack, you know, you see a lot of sadness too, and disasters and major fires. And what stands out are some of the biggest, events here over your tenure in the fire department? Anything stand out? Obviously, we've had a handful of them.
Sure. Unfortunately, we tend to see people on their very, very worst day. And one of the first incidents here in Emporia was the explosion and fire at Eastgate Apartments, where we tragically lost a young lady and her infant, and that was a really unfortunate and sad time. Then the Jacobs Creek flood, where we lost those six people, and those two will always stand out as really sad times and unfortunate incidents.
Yeah, 2001 Eastgate and 2003, I think, the flood on the KTA. Remember that? We remember that vividly, too. And the Redding tornado, obviously, that probably has to stand out as well, Jack.
That does. I also responded to the tornado at Greensburg and the flooding in southeast Kansas, Independence and Coffeyville, and all those weren't Emporia events. They're still tragic, and you just always hate to see the medical emergencies, and then the life safety aspect, and then you also hate to see the loss of treasured belongings and so forth in people's homes when they have fires .
Chief, you bring up an interesting point here too, because one of the things that that people may not realize has been a focal point for quite some time is those mutual aid agreements. We hear about that an awful lot here locally when it comes to specifically grass fires or maybe a notable house fire, bringing in the other county departments in to help out and reduce the time that the fire is active. But obviously that approach goes statewide and in some cases region-wide.
It does. During the last the time that I've been here, we actually instituted our first countywide written mutual aid agreement. We always in the past had done it by handshake, but we created not only mutual aid but automatic mutual aid, where not only the fire department in the city or district where the fire occurs, but also the closest next department also gets toned out at the same time, so that we kind of ignore those imaginary boundaries and get the quickest, fastest assistance to people that we can, and then work together to make those incidents work. And we have received valuable mutual aid from our other fire districts in Lyon County, and of course we've returned with mutual aid to them as well in their time of need. And then that happens across the state as well, and it's a vital aspect to how we work in emergency services. None of us have all of the resources we need for every incident that might occur. So helping each other out when the need occurs is vitally important.
Portia Fire Chief Jack Taylor, retiring, joining us here on our KVOE Newsmaker 2 on a Monday, December the 27th. Well, Chief, when you moved here from Liberal and applied and then got the Emporia Chief job here, I would assume then you are aware of you're heading into the Flint Hills and the burning activity that takes place here. That had to add kind of another element, to the work that you and your team would have to do. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, I would. We out in Liberal, we had a lot of fires that we thought were large in the CRP pastures, and then the wheat stubble burning at the end of harvest and so forth. I would admit that I was not totally prepared for not only the size of the fires, but the number of responses that we made during the burn seasons, and it's quite remarkable. And it's and I've become educated not only in the responses, but the necessity of the burning for the purpose of conservation and grazing the cattle and so forth. So, appreciating both sides has been an education for me.
Now, is that another aspect of your training, Chief, for you and your team, as far as the burns we see here in the Flint Hills, the pasture burning? I mean, you're going up against, obviously, if things do get out of hand, these wildfires can be obviously quite dangerous. Is that another aspect of the training that you and your crew have to go through?
Yeah, it is. Emporia Fire Department actually contracts to provide fire protection to Fire District 4, which is 212 square miles that surrounds the city of Emporia. So we also protect one of the six fire districts in the county. And so we do train regularly on wildfire and working together with others. And in fact, I think it was 2 years ago, before COVID, time flies, we went through red card training, which is wildfire training from the State Forestry Division, and got everybody red card certified and to better prepare ourselves to attack those kind of fires.
Again, Chief Jack Taylor joining us again with retirement coming shortly here for Chief Taylor after 20-plus years as Emporia's fire chief and a firefighting career that spans back to 1975. Chief, what are you going to miss most, I guess, about firefighting once you officially do retire here soon?
I'm going to miss the camaraderie of all of the people here. I'm blessed to work with wonderful group of men and women here at the Emporia Fire Department that just do outstanding work every day, and we survey all of our EMS patients, and I read every survey that comes in, and it's just obvious to me that they do such outstanding work out there, even if I didn't know it myself, hearing it from the public that they take care of. So that camaraderie here at the fire department is just outstanding, and I'll miss that. And then I'll have to admit, I'll miss a little bit about being in the know about what's going on when I hear the sirens and not knowing what's going on out there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So did you replace, was it Jim Wojak you replaced here?
Yes, Jim Wojak moved to Manhattan, and then I was appointed to the position after he left.
All right, so any big plans once retirement does arrive here shortly, Chief?
You know, I'm keeping my eyes open. I'm jumping off the deep end without a net, and I've got my eyes open. I think I have energy in me to continue to serve in some capacity, somewhere, somehow. So I'm watching and keeping my eyes open for that, and hoping, trusting in the Lord that the right door will open up that will allow me to continue to serve in some capacity.
Chief, really appreciate your time here with us today. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch base on here before we close our interview down this morning?
Just thank you to the people that I work with, both in the fire department and then the city and county. What a great group of people that I get to work with. And thank you to the community for allowing me to be your fire chief here for 20 years. It's been amazing, and Emporia is definitely home, and I can't wait to open the next chapter of the book and see where it takes me.
Well, Chief, we appreciate all you've done. Thank you for your service to this community and leading the Emporia Fire Department and all the great life-saving work that they do. And we appreciate, always being fair to us. We've had a good relationship, and we thank you for all your hard work.
Well, thank you as well, and thank you for treating us well. And it has been a great partnership, and I've really enjoyed working with you guys.
Chief, thanks so much, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
And a great retirement. That's Emporia Fire Chief Jack Taylor retiring just under 21 years of service here. Chuck?
Outstanding. So we'll be having news stories coming up here a little bit later on today.